First Ward Hudson City Alderman Rick Rector, a Democrat, is the sole candidate running for mayor of the Columbia County City after incumbent Tiffany Martin Hamilton decided not to seek another term. Rector says he plans to make a big difference in local politics.
Since she was elected, I've been a big supporter of Tiffany Martin Hamilton. And Tiffany last year became less and less interested in running for mayor. And I kept saying, oh, you'll do it. You'll change your mind. And she said, no, I don't think I want to do it for a variety of reasons, personal reasons, professional, you know, and my hat goes off to Tiffany. She's done a great job. But, you know, it became clear that she wasn't going to run and there was going to be an opening. And we had lots of conversations about, you know, what worked and what didn't work. And I just said, you know, I have the time, the energy, and right now a tremendous amount of interest and ideas about how to run city, and something I'd like to do. And once she finally made the decision not to do it, that's when I stepped up the place that this is my opportunity to really serve the community in a whole different way. It's a small town, a small city with a big, big heart, and candidly going through a huge amount of changes over the past 10 years, and specifically big changes over the past 5 years. And being with a business background that I have, a very strong business background, looking at a way possibly to look at the city, you know, in a different light, bring some modernity to the community, taking some ideas that I would like, I've been working on, whether it's economic development, and economic development includes a lot of things, housing, infrastructure, working with developers, and bringing that in addition to my business skills to be involved with the city of Hudson.
I see you've chosen One Hudson as your campaign slogan, and you are backed by the Democratic, Republican, and Conservative parties. Why are you backed by these different parties?
It's interesting because it is a very unique in running unopposed, and because I'm running unopposed, I really tried to make the big effort of letting everyone know that I really do want everyone's support. I would actually like to have had a candidate. A couple of people that were talking about running against me fell out for a variety of reasons. But it's an interesting statistic that that I've read from, and I think it was from Rice University in Texas, that approximately half the mayoral elections in six United States over the past 16 years, more than half the elections, the mayor was running unopposed. And I think that shows that, you know, in a town, in the smaller the town, the more you're going to see something like that. People don't know party affiliations. People know by individuals, and they know your name, and they know what you've accomplished and what you represent and how you'll represent them. And I think that's a big element is what's happened here in Hudson, and I couldn't be more, you know, proud of the fact that the three parties have endorsed me for that reason.
What are you planning for Hudson?
Things that I really believe, you know, it's an interesting time right now. We just were announced a couple of months ago that we're a beneficiary of a $10 million DRI grant from the governor, and that will immediately, that's already starting to happen very, very quickly, so I'll be very involved with that. And how I look at the DRI, which is the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, is really a $10 million, a lot of it goes towards infrastructure. An infrastructure for a specific geographical area of the city that's been neglected for many, many years. And once we start, as a community, start investing in this infrastructure, that will hopefully encourage a variety of developers and investors to relook at city for possibly additional low, affordable housing, potentially new training facilities, new retail stores that can offer a retail experience and a street level experience in an area that hasn't had one for a while, improve our parks, and additional infrastructure. I mean, the area down by the river, in the beautiful Hudson River that we all love and are very proud of, you know, we really haven't spent any money down there. And we've gone through an incredible renaissance, and it's high time that we started spending money and putting money back into the community for all the citizens of Hudson and the great amount of visitors that we're very lucky to have on a daily basis here.
What kind of mark would you like to leave on Hudson?
In this community, in a big element of what I would like to accomplish is our children. And it's as we all know, our children are the future. And how we nurture them is I think, how you ultimately will judge a society. And immediately, we have many programs within our community that affect the youth. And the first thing I want to do, one of the first things I want to do as mayor, is do a mayoral committee on our youth and bring together everyone involved, whether it's the Hudson School System, our city youth department, any and every organization that's dealing with our youth, to figure out what all we're doing, where we're overlapping certain initiatives, where things may be not happening, where kids may be falling through the cracks, and really come together and come up with a long-term solution, a better solution for the youth, whether we need to throw money or put money into a youth center, whether we need to fix things up, whether we need to look at it in a completely different view. This is, I think, very critical, and it's going to be a major element of my first year as mayor.